He's a Pro Bowl player. You know, he went there last year, did a lot of good things. I think he's a decent blocker. He's come along. He's bought into what we've been asking him to do. The effort's been there. And I think he can help us in the running and the pass game. Yeah, you got to do whatever you can to get ready for game one. But, you know, you're never a finished product. You're getting better or worse each day. I don't think I've ever been on a team where they're fully where you want them to be as a coach, because, you know, you're always trying to get better. And I hope we get better every day. I hope we get better throughout the year. And we finish this year better than we start. For everybody, I mean, anytime you look at all the people who've been together somewhere for a while, the continuity, playing with the same players, I think football's, you know, the main sport out of all of them where, it takes all 11 guys to be successful. You can't just depend on one player. You can't depend on two players. It only takes one weak link to mess up a play. And especially when you're running the ball and, you know, running a zone scheme and you got five guys moving together with receivers, quarterbacks, fullback, running back, it takes everybody. And the more you can get out there, go through games together, stay healthy, use the same players, you get better and better every year. In our first year in Washington, we didn't run the ball that well. It took a couple years. We had the same group by the third year that we've been playing with for 2 years. And, you know, we ended up running the ball over a two-year span better than they ever did in the history of the organization. So it took some time, but it didn't happen right away. You know, I definitely can't talk about our game plan for this game, but Johnny comes along every day. You know, he comes in, puts his work in. It's been a harder challenge now that we've started the season, and you just don't get as much reps with the ones and stuff, but you got to really take advantage of the scout team reps, even though you're running cards for the other team, you know, put in their plays in our terminology and really trying to, even though you're doing a different play, almost all plays, there's some relation to them. So, and every special teams period, getting on the side, going through with Dallas, footwork and everything, and trying to get the reps that he doesn't get in practice. And he's done a good job of it on his first week. It'll be my first time. You know, I haven't done that before. You know, I've played with a couple quarterbacks in one game before, but it hasn't been a plan thing. It's been more because of injury, guys coming in and back out. So that'd be a new experience for me too, if I have to do that. You get a feel for it as you go. You learn from your experiences. You see what works, and when it doesn't work, you make adjustments and try to do it better the next time. Well, to me, my understanding of what a wildcat is a guy who can't play quarterback, who's playing the quarterback position. Johnny's a quarterback, so I look at it as any of our quarterbacks are in. I think it's just because you're in the pistol doesn't mean it's a wildcat. You know, we can do the pistol with Hoyer. You can do it with anybody. So I think the wildcat is when a running back is playing the quarterback position or a guy who can't throw. And both of our quarterbacks can throw. One can run better than the other. So you might do a few more plays with one that you want to do with the other. But you mix it up with everybody and try to make the defense defend everything. It depends on the looks. You know, you never know how a defense is going to play you. You try to get the ball to your best players all the time. But when defenses can take a guy out of a game, and you do your best to move guys around and still try to get him the ball. But when a guy is taken out of the game, he's doing a pretty good job there also, because that opens up a lot of stuff for other people. You hope Jordan does well enough that they have to focus on him. You make them stop him. And when they do stop him, then we got to have other guys produce. Yeah, I don't think any run game in the NFL can be successful by itself. You can't just go out and run pass every play and think you're going to do well. The key to this league is keeping defenses off balance. And if you're one-dimensional, I don't care how good you are in that dimension, defenses will find a way to stop it. Players are too good. Coaches are too good. You have to do everything. You got to keep teams off balance. And you want to come out and run the ball, make them play an eight-man front and make them stop it. And when they eventually they will stop it. They're going to have more guys than you have in there, and they're going to make some tackles, and that usually opens up in the pass game, and you got to make them pay for it. I mean, I think it's because I believe in the run. That doesn't mean I've ran the ball my whole career. You know, I've had times where we struggled running the ball, and we've been better passing. You know, my last year in Houston, you know, we were number one in throwing the ball, and I think we were 30th in running. You know, we had some injuries, and we struggled to run the ball, and we had to do whatever we could to win a game. So I think with the way we run our offense, and my philosophy is we're going to win the game however we can. And I like to be able to do it more than one way. And usually it's based off how the defense is playing us. They're going to try to make you stop something. And once they stop it, we're going to go to the other part of our system. And you hope you build an offense that can do everything. When you're only good at one thing, it's going to be a tough game. So we got to get good at everything. You know, it always makes you a lot more comfortable when you've seen everybody do it before, but that rarely happens. You know, I've been in the NFL a while. I'm in this situation a lot. You only get so many people on the roster. You only get so many people to practice squad. So you do depend on rookies a lot, and you never know if they can do it till you put them in that situation. And our guys have been working hard. They've gotten a lot better at that type of stuff, and you really never know until the heat of battle. And, you know, you never know if guys are going to stay healthy or not. But when they get out there, you can't sit there as a coach and worry about it and try to punt on first and second down. You know, you got to believe in them. And hopefully you did your part as a coach and put them through it in the week. And you try to give them everything. You try to hope you give them something that they haven't seen in the game and that they're ready for it. And if they mess up, bring them in on Monday, coach them up, and get them ready for the next week. I don't really know. We'll have to see. You know, I mean, he gets out there, he gets to play. That's a pro. But, you know, you never know what it'll do to an offense. You never know how the defense is going to play it. You know, when a play works, it's a pro. When it doesn't, it's a negative. So you really don't know until after the game.
Ben Rafferty, might not detract from what Brian's trying to do in terms of getting into the flow of the game?
I think it could. That's something you'd have to ask him. You know, if I was sitting there calling plays and then all of a sudden someone did it for me for 10 plays, that might be hard for me, mess my flow up a little bit. But, you know, it's something you deal with and you get used to it, whether you're Johnny, whether you're Brian, it really doesn't matter. I've been really happy with Gabriel. I mean, to come in for as a tryout player and then to be our third receiver right now, I mean, he's had a hell of a camp, did a great job. And we knew how fast he was. We knew he was a talented guy. Usually you worry about, you know, young guys coming in, an undrafted guy who really just came here and tried out, that the game might be too big for him. And the thing that I've been most impressed with him, and through the preseason, we kept going to him, and he never seemed like the game was too big for him. He caught every ball, got up the field, likes to compete. He's not scared of contact, and he has fun out there. I got a lot of confidence in Brian. You know, I've enjoyed working with him. I was a fan of Brian, you know, when he was at Michigan State and watching him, the games he's played in the league. And now to get with him, to work with him on a day-to-day basis, I've enjoyed it. I think we both learned a lot together. I think he's gotten better throughout this process, and I'm excited to see him play on Sunday. Yeah, I really have no preconceived idea going into a game how much we're going to play a guy. Ben's our starter, so we plan on giving him the ball. When he comes out, we plan on giving Wes the ball. If Wes is running the ball well, I'm not going to be saying put Ben back in. You go with who's hot. And, you know, Ben is our starter, and he's done a good job for us in the preseason. I expect him to do a good job on Sunday. And when he's tired, when he needs a break, we try to keep guys fresh, so we try to rotate him. And Wes gets in there, we expect him to step it up and not miss a beat. And if he runs the ball well, he'll probably get some more. Probably in terms of what he did in Cincinnati, but we've been moving him all over the place here. He's capable to do both. Usually you need a lot of speed to play outside, and he's got the speed. You got to have the quickness to play inside. He's got the quickness, so comfortable with Hawk wherever we put him.